I see with my own naked eye. I gotta cut the cord and fall away. That instinct I can justify. Big down with the jerk.
And on, please.
Dumois has the whole story.
Did you hear what Dumois said?
Who is it?
O-M-G.
Can you believe this blind item?
Dumois was on that story a long time
Sunday
ago.
Sunday mean celeb sightings with Dumois.
I just DM'd Dumois.
I cannot believe what I just read about on Dumois.
I need to hear more.
Hello, and welcome to Do You, the show where you'll hear all the latest in celeb gossip and special exclusives that are not shared on my Instagram or anywhere else. I'll be your guide into the world of celeb news, sightings, and secrets. I will be giving you all of the information I have on your favorite topics every week. This week, I'm listening to your voicemails again. I absolutely love hearing your voices and getting into the topics that you guys care about the most. Remember, you can call the number 213-373-4217 to be featured on the podcast in future episodes. Let's get started.
Hey, Ferris.
Hey, Du.
There's a new show I want to tell you about.
What is it?
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu.
A new high?
That's right. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure. The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
Sounds like it's going to be a real hit.
I didn't know.
Oh, God.
I didn't know the marijuana industry was so competitive. Did you?
No, but I can't wait to see what goes on behind closed doors.
More than just coworkers, the owners and the butt tenders. You like what they did
Yeah,
there?
I like that. It's cute.
In High Hopes are one dope family. You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. That's how I like to spend my days.
That is literally how I describe myself. Every time we record this podcast under a slightly hazy cloud.
Then this show is for you.
I think it is. I want to know all about the budding careers of these dispensary owners.
For sure.
Love that.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You. Today, we will be listening and I will be answering audience voicemails. I love these episodes because I feel like I'm talking to you guys. So please keep sending in your voicemails and we'll keep doing these episodes. The phone number is in my highlights and will also be in the description of this podcast. Before we start with the voicemails, there's something that I would like to address from last week's episode. Last week, NT and I talked a little bit about Chelsea Handler and her breakup with Joe Coy. And I read a DM from someone which insinuated that their relationship was for PR for Chelsea's image and some upcoming career aspirations she has. And someone listened to the podcast, they wrote in, and I just think it's important that I read their message before we start. So it says, Chelsea went on Glennon Doyle's podcast and tearfully opened up. If you hadn't listened, I promise it's worth the listen. If your past guest had interaction with Chelsea in 3 to 4 years, I would say their past interaction isn't relevant to who she is as the evolved woman she is today. The relationship was not fake. It was extremely real, and there's a reason it's the majority of what Chelsea talked about. The love was and is real. Take note of how Chelsea spoke about Joe in her caption and how she so brilliantly opened up with honesty without tearing Joe down. She's a class act. I'm not sure who else has done that. Basically, just to summarize what they're saying is that Chelsea has evolved as a person in the past couple of years, and she very openly talks about her past misbehaviors, and that is in reference to the Watch What Happens Live episode with Ricky Schroeder that someone wrote in about and I posted about in You've Got Fucking Mail. So I think it's just important to note that people might still be focusing on her past behavior, and I think it's important to note that people can evolve and they can change and they can recognize mistakes they've made in the past. And this isn't specifically even about Chelsea, just like in general. You know, let's move on from the past misbehaviors. And yeah, I do post a lot about things that have happened in the past because, frankly, you know, and I've noticed this in Q&As, a lot of people aren't up to date on the present, like the present gossip. I just think that there's so many different ways to get information these days, you know, where, as in the past, you know, we were just reading People magazine or Us Weekly and we were watching Access Hollywood. Now there's so many different ways to get information that it's really hard to keep up. But I noticed in my Q&As, the one I just did this week, people were asking me questions about couples who have publicly come out and say they've broken up. For example, Trevor Noah and Minka Kelly have broken up. And I still get questions like, are they still together? So I just think that, you know, maybe people aren't aware of what is going on currently. So that's about Chelsea. Let's get into the voicemails.
Hey, Du. My name is Sophia, and I consent to use this audio on your podcast, which I love. But I've been rewatching Scandal, and I know many, many months ago, I feel like every couple of months it resurfaced, the affair that Kerry Washington and Tony Goldwyn had. So I just wanted to know if you had any additional information on that. They're both still with their respective partners. So like, is it like an open marriage situation? Any information that you have would really help. Thanks so much. Love you. XOXO.
Thanks, Sophia. XOXO back at ya. So this is something that I have posted about a lot in the past. So I don't have any current information. And, you know, again, this is back to what I was saying earlier. This is also gossip that is probably, I don't know when Scandal wrapped, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. So this gossip is a little bit old, but people still ask about this. And just in case you guys aren't, you know, up to date, Scandal was a Shonda Rhimes show on ABC. It was really, really good. Tony Goldwyn and Kerry Washington were the two leads, and they were love interests. And the chemistry that they had in that series, I think, was the catalyst for all the gossip that came out about them. So I can't offer you a definite answer to your question, but I can go back in my archives and read to you the information that I received about Tony and Kerry, and then you guys can make your own decision if you think the gossip about an alleged affair, real life affair, between them is true or not. Also, the subject, I should say this, before my account, they were the subject of many blind items on Crazy Days and Nights. So NT does know a lot about this, but we are going to go by the information that I have received specifically. I'm just going to read you some DMs. Someone says, "Anon, please. But I was on vacation in LA and I saw them together at Whole Foods. And I said, did they seem affectionate? The person says, they were disguised well, but definitely knew it was them. I watched the show and could tell they were shopping together. And I said, but were they like touchy-feely in the produce department or just sticking to business? The person said, yes, touchy-feely. I saw him in the frozen food aisle first, then saw him a few aisles over putting stuff in the cart she was pushing. They looked like a couple doing their weekly grocery shopping trip. This was a year ago too, so almost a year and a half after the show ended. Okay, that's one eyewitness account of Tony and Carrie. So of course something like that gets posted and then I receive more DMs. Here's another one. Obviously this has to be anonymous. My best friend knew Tony's publicist well and they are definitely together. It's definitely not just a rumor. In response to the earlier DM about them, a lot of this isn't an on-set thing, and it's been going on for a long time, but both spouses are okay with it. Here we go with the people that are debating posts like I just read when they were posted. I worked on this show, and absolutely none of this is true, sadly. And I said, come on. And I said, come on, because honestly, like if you watched the show, you'll know what I'm talking about. They had insane chemistry on the show. The person says, yes, her kids were with her on set 100% of the time. No way this affair was going on. They're just good friends. And I wrote, I can't tell if you're telling the truth or just trying to squash the rumors. The person wrote, nah, I was an assistant on the show and wouldn't have anything to gain from it. It's a scandalous story for sure, but there's no evidence of this being real. Would loved it if it were true, but Carrie's really private for her kids' sake, which allows for people to create rumors. I wrote, I don't think it's her privacy that sparked the rumors. That show felt like you were watching porn sometimes. And the person wrote, totally accurate. It went off the deep end after season two. And then here we go again. This is not true. I worked for his publicist and it is not true. They are both happily married, literally. All false. And I said, I mean, no offense, but publicists don't always tell the truth. And the person said, I don't rep either of them. So just stating the facts, know them both well, and it's all platonic. I also would like to say that sometimes Carrie's social media activity in the past has ramped up the rumors because of things that she's written about Tony. For example, somebody posted a picture on Twitter of Tony Goldwyn dancing around like a stripper pole. It looks like it could be just like a cast party or something. And somebody wrote, Tony Goldwyn can work that pole too. And Carrie responded, yes, he can, in all caps. So, you know, she has posted things. When she posted them, people were like, ooh, like she's adding, you know, fuel to the fire. But I don't know, people, anytime I posted about it, there always were people that would come out adamant, like the last two DMs I read, that nothing was going on. And I couldn't find this DM, but somebody who was friends with one of his daughters or something like that also wrote in at the time and was like, nothing is going on. Tony and his family are happy. There's nothing going on between him and Carrie. So I don't know, you guys. Let me know what you think. I don't know what to think. We'll just leave it at that. Here on Do You, we do not like misleading info. That's why I do my best to be transparent with the most up-to-date intel on all of your favorite celebs. You can trust that I will never intentionally dupe you. Sadly, in life, we do have to deal with a lot of sneaky terms, annoying bill hikes, and exorbitant fees that we did not anticipate. We call that yada yada. Here on Do You, we do not like yada yada. Now, you could spend all of your time combing through contracts, or you could just skip the hassle and go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile, helping you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada. Never settle for less. I know I never do.
And now that I don't have to worry about sneaky yada yada, I have time to dedicate my time to making the best content for you guys. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Hi, Drew. It's me, Carrie, and I totally consent you using my voice on your podcast. I just have a couple, or just one question about Lily Rose Depp and the blind item you posted the other day about her not being friends with Kara and all that. Do you know anything more about that? And yeah, such a big fan.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you so much for your message. So just in case you guys missed the blind item that Carrie is referring to, I'm just going to quickly read it. The subject is forgiveness possible? And it says, the daughter of a man recently involved in a trial that grasped the nation's attention is having trouble forgiving a longtime model friend, once dubbed the lesbian Leo, for sleeping with her stepmother behind her and her father's back, all while trying to spice it up with her at the same time. Saddest part is she didn't know until it had been brought up in trial, and not long after she saw the footage herself. It caused quite a big rift and a lot of drama, and truly can't say I blame her. So that is about Lily Rose Depp being the daughter of a man recently involved in a trial. The man is obviously Johnny Depp. The lesbian Leo is Cara Delevingne. And the stepmother, obviously, is Amber Heard. So it's insinuating that Cara was hitting on Lily, which I'm going to be honest, like, I don't have any proof of that, or I have never heard that. I think that the person who wrote this probably was a fan slash hater of Cara and just insinuated that because, you know, Cara literally hooks up with everybody. So I think they just added that in. But I asked around about this because I was actually curious myself if it caused an issue with Lily and Cara's friendship. Now, if you guys hadn't seen the footage they're referring to, there are pictures of Amber Heard and Cara Delevingne making out in an elevator in the building where Johnny Depp's penthouses were, where Amber Heard stayed. So it looked like she had a little late night sesh with Cara when Johnny was away, obviously, because they're making out in the elevator. So I asked someone what the deal was. You know, I said, did Cara and Lily really have a falling out because Cara hooked up with Amber? And the person responded, I know during the trial, Lily kept her distance from anyone associated with Amber, but I don't think it's necessarily a falling out where they hate each other. In my opinion, Amber manipulated Cara, knowing her and Lily were close, and Cara didn't realize that it would be such a thing. So it does seem like Cara and Lily were good friends, and it doesn't seem like Lily knew that Cara and Amber were hooking up. Now, this part's interesting. The person says Cara didn't realize it would be such a thing. I'm not really sure how she wouldn't realize hooking up with her good friend's stepmother, who was married to her friend's father, wouldn't be a thing. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but that's not something I would do to my friend. So that seems a little bit naive on Kara's part, but that's all the information that I received. This person is a very reliable source, I will say. They know what they're talking about. So it seems like they kind of just drifted apart because of what came out in the trial. I don't think that there's necessarily a falling out or feud or like a hatred towards one another. So I hope that answered your question. Okay, let's take the next voicemail, please.
Hi, my name's Caroline. I was wondering if you could give some more details on the Emrata divorce and a consent to my audio being used. Thank you.
Hi, Caroline. Thank you for your question. I got a lot of questions about Emrata's divorce in the Q&A this week. So I thought I would just kind of summarize. I think everything's pretty much out there. I don't think there's anything that you guys don't already know, but I'll just summarize the whole situation. So I think it's important to mention that Emrata's husband, they're not divorced yet. I'm assuming they're just separated. He is living in a different residence. People have seen him coming in and out of a building, which is not their building. So they're not living together anymore. And actually, I got a sighting of him yesterday that says, saw Emrata's ex-husband strolling with unknown blonde in Carl Schultz Park yesterday afternoon. So I think it's important just to note that before they got married, Sebastian, he was like heavily on the New York scene. And it's been alleged, and there are rumors, that he was a drug dealer. So suffice it to say, you know, I think that he ran with sort of like the party crowd in New York. So they got married quickly. They got married at City Hall. And, you know, I think things were going great. They have a beautiful baby. And then all of a sudden, I started getting these DMs that she showed up at Mike Rubin's 4th of July party alone and was seen flirting with Trevor, Noah, and Drake. And she wasn't wearing her ring. And it was the talk of the party that she was there alone, seemingly single. So once I posted that, the floodgates opened and I received so many DMs from people about him, not necessarily about her, about him and how he was cheating. And people knew about it. Now, the rumor is that she caught him cheating with someone who was a waitress somewhere and she confronted the woman. I don't have any information about that. And honestly, I like Emrata. Like I know she gets, you know, a little bit of flack for some of the things she does and says, but I'm a fan. I like her. I've bought pieces from her clothing line. I like her Instagram. I think she's beautiful. I feel like she's spoken up about paparazzi and pictures of her. So I could just imagine like she probably hates people gossiping about her, but that's what we that's what we do here. So honestly, like if you guys weren't so interested in it, I probably would have just left it at what was originally posted, which was that he supposedly cheated on her and that was it. They're getting a divorce. But I don't know if maybe some people missed that information. There's really, you know, nothing else to add. It seems like they're definitely, you know, split up at the time. I don't know if there has been any legal documents to commence divorce proceedings. I don't know that. Maybe they'll try to work it out. They do have a young child, but they aren't living together in the same residence. He is living somewhere else. Yeah, that's it. I mean, whoever Emrata dates next, I think, you know, if she doesn't get back with him, you know, who knows? Maybe they'll get back together. That will be something, who she dates next. Okay, let's take the next voicemail, please.
Hi, this is Will Frua. I would like to remain anonymous, but as a Britney fan, Britney Spears, Aussie, I feel like she's on drugs. I mean, come on, let's be real. She's acting crazy on social media. And as someone who has struggled with drug use in the past, I feel like I can see drug use when I smell it. So, yeah, I'm wondering if there's any information you guys have about that. Also, feel like she was never pregnant and probably just mentioned that in her Instagram caption that is usually novel link, and it wasn't ever true. So once again, I'm a Britney fan, but I mean, let's be honest here.
Hi, thank you for your question. Also, I've been getting so many questions about Britney every time I do a Q&A in the past couple weeks, specifically yesterday's Q&A, a lot of Britney questions. Let me answer your first question. Is she on drugs? No, I 100% believe she is not on drugs. In the Q&A, most people are like, you know, is she okay? Is she free? What's going on? No, she's not free from her trauma. She is 100% not free from her trauma. What you are witnessing is someone who has been through a severely traumatic experience. When you look at bags of dog food, you see pictures of bright carrots and juicy steaks. But when you open the bag, all you get are burnt, smelly pellets. Dog food needs some fresh thinking. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy. Dogs will eat anything. Just because they'll eat it, does it mean it's healthy food? This is why I love Farmer's Dog. It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Just tell them about your dog and they'll deliver personalized, vet-developed recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. Dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from the Farmer's Dog. It's never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. We have partnered with Farmer's Dog for a while and have stayed loyal because of the Farmer's Dog commitment to quality always. Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/DEUXU. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach, who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. Her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Again, I've said this in the past. People who knew Britney from day one, fans, I'm saying, they know that she's goofy and a little, you know, wacky, and that's just her personality. So I think like all her goofiness and wackiness is just who she is. And now she's not, you know, under as many constraints as she was before the conservatorship. So she's just showing who she really is on her Instagram. So I think what you're seeing is a combination of trauma being played out publicly, her dealing with the trauma, finally dealing with it. And she says herself, like, how quiet she's had to remain all those years when all this was happening, and just her personality. Now, that being said, I think she is still in recovery of the trauma and alleged abuse that she has endured the past decade. And that's really, really, really hard to get over mentally. And I think that's what we're seeing being played out. She is 100% free. I don't know where this narrative started, why anyone thinks it. She is 100% free. In fact, I think her team probably thinks she's too free. If you even follow her Instagram and see some of the things she posts. Sam is not controlling her. Nobody is controlling her. That's why you see 3, 4, 5 pictures of her lying naked on a bed saying she's in London, which, by the way, she wasn't in London. She was in Westlake. That's where those pictures were taken. That's why you see that, because no one is controlling her. She's just being her. And I think that it would probably just help if, you know, people just let her go through it. I mean, I didn't think that she was aware of things that were said about her or other things that are online. But I think that she's proved that she is, because she will, you know, respond to things that her mother says, respond to things that her sister says, respond to things that other celebrities have said. So she's reading all the comments. She knows what everyone's saying. So I think the best thing for her is to just like let her go through it. As far as her pregnancy, I already spoke about my stance on that in the April 14th episode with Celebrity Memoir Book Club. You guys can go back and listen. This was before she even announced that she miscarried. I spoke about her pregnancy announcement, and you guys can go back and listen to what I say there. But again, to reiterate, no, I don't think she's on drugs. I know she's not being held against her will. I know she's 100% free. And I think people need to stop with the conspiracy theories. Just let her go through it. And I hope that answers your question. And is she, and you know, again, like, let me just say this. Is she okay? No, she's not okay. I mean, does she seem okay? Would you be okay? I mean, God, I've had far less trauma in my life and I'm not okay. So, you know, I can't even imagine being her. You know, she keeps bringing up the fact that they hid coffee from her. And to her merit, like, I don't think she's speaking nonsense. I think that when she was under the conservatorship, she wasn't allowed to have caffeine or alcohol. And that obviously pissed her off because she keeps bringing up coffee. Also, this is something else that, you know, somebody also brought up. She openly speaks about going to AA. So, you know, I don't know if that was just part of the program of therapy that they had her in during the conservatorship, or if she really did have a problem with alcohol. She allegedly, you know, I'm sure you guys have heard all the rumors, the alleged drug abuse and whatnot during the time before the conservatorship. So I don't know if AA was just part of that therapy, but she does talk a lot about AA and she talks a lot about how she doesn't even really like to drink. So it seems like the fact that they made her go to AA and didn't let her have coffee is a sticking point for her that she can't get over. So I say we just like let her get through it. If it's cathartic for her to go on Instagram and share her feelings, let her do it. You know, every time she posts something, I see it become a headline. And I think that's because news outlets, and I've spoken about this as well, and I've asked someone about this. I've asked a very prominent news outlet about this, why they don't write about or report what really is going on with her. I think that they recognize all the trauma that she's been through, and they recognize what the press and the paparazzi put her through at the height of her fame, and they don't want to be responsible for that anymore. So they just make headlines out of her Instagram posts. But they don't, if you read the articles, it's not really giving you any additional information about what is going on with Britney. And let me tell you something. Reporters, news outlets, they know what's going on. They're just not reporting on it. So I think that maybe everyone should just like take that lead and just let her go through it. And for the record, I am the hugest Britney fan. So everything I'm saying right now, you know, comes from a place of concern and love. I'm not trying to put her down or, you know, say anything negative. But for some reason, I don't know why, yesterday there was just like an influx of Britney questions in the Q&A. And then someone sent in this voice message. So thank you for your voicemail. Let's take the next one.
Hi, Du. My name is Daniela Pizarro, and I consent for you to use this voicemail for the podcast. I would love to know if you have any information or if people are even curious about Seth MacFarlane and his dating life. I am definitely curious, and I wonder if you even get information of him. So if you do, please, I would love to know anything about what he does, who he's hanging out with. I know he's a pretty private guy, so I would really love to know. Thank you, Dio.
Hi, thank you for your question. I, too, am very interested in Seth MacFarlane. He always seems like such a nice, like, jolly type person. I don't get that much on him, just a few things here and there. And if you guys remember an old blind item,
I would say it's probably from last year. I had heard that him and Miley Cyrus were dating. This was early 2021, which I love that couple. Love. He does like younger women. I think he's in his 40s. He might be in his mid to late 40s. He does like women who are younger. No shame. We're not ageists here. But I don't really hear that much about his dating life. He does like to go out. He likes to go out to dinner. I have a lot of sightings of him. He likes to have a couple drinks. He's a singer. He likes to sing. I don't know if you guys knew that. Any DMs I received about him in the past were always positive. So I'll read you a couple. I digged up a few from 2020, 2021. This one says, I worked on set with Seth MacFarlane and he was so nice. I was a background actor and ended up slipping and falling in a scene. And he was so concerned. And then we were joking and laughing about it. He was also so passionate about his work and he was always smiling and laughing. And here's another one. My friend was at a party with Seth MacFarlane, who mistook my friend for a bartender and asked him to make him a drink. So he did. And Seth tipped him $100. So it's always like stories like that. Like, I think there was another one I couldn't find it. Like, I witnessed Seth like walking an old lady across the street. It's like stuff like that. Like really like cute little anecdotes about him. Always positive. And exactly like how this person described him is like how I picture him, always smiling and laughing. So yeah, I mean, I don't get that much information. Maybe once this podcast is released and you guys hear this, if you have any additional Seth MacFarlane information, you can write in. I did ask around to a couple people and I was like, have you heard anything about Seth MacFarlane? And my usual go-tos were like, no, not really, which is good. Like, you know, in my opinion, like if people aren't gossiping about you, if there's not a lot to say, that's a good thing. TBD on more Seth MacFarlane. But thank you for your question. I like that you asked about someone who we don't always talk about. Let's take the next voicemail, please.
My name is Emma, and I want to know if Austin Butler and Kaia Gerber are still dating, because they used to have so many paparazzi pictures together, and the last, like, 5 paparazzi pictures of Kaia Gerber, she's been by herself and with this other man who could be someone from her team, or I don't know, but that's what I want to know.
Hi, Emma. Thank you for your question. Yeah, so you're not the only person to notice that Kaia and Austin haven't really been seen together. Now, he was doing press for Elvis, and then supposedly he now is filming Dune too. So that could be why they're not together. I will say a couple people have mentioned, honestly, I was really surprised to hear this, that Kaia Gerber is a social climber of Hollywood. And they said that, like, if Austin doesn't win any awards for Elvis, they'll probably break up. That she has, like, social climber vibes, which I never really got from her. Because her parents, like, her mother's Cindy Crawford. Like, where do you go from there, you know? Your mother's already, like, a huge supermodel. So I don't know why you would need to be social climbing. But anyway, I've heard that from a few people, that she has that reputation. And I will say, I don't hear a lot about Kaia Gerber. Like, she's very private, very quiet. And this was the first thing that I heard that I was kind of like shocked. So I don't know. You guys, tell me what you think. Does she give you social climbing vibes? I guess if you look back to her boyfriends, Pete, Jacob, Austin, like, she's always dating like the guy of the moment. So I guess we could say that that is a little bit social climbery, but as far as where her and Austin's relationship stands now, that's TBD. I would say that's a story that's still developing. Nobody knows. I asked around to a couple people if they were still together and nobody had heard. I don't know who the guy is that you're referring to that you saw her in a picture with. You'd have to send me that picture so I could see if I recognize him or if anyone else recognizes him. So story developing on those two. Sorry, I don't have more information.
B-
before we dive into the latest celebrity intel, let's talk about a different kind of drama, the kind that involves our furry co-stars, our pets. I wanted to share a message from our partner, Spot Pet Insurance, who is here to help with unexpected veterinary bills.
What's that?
Well, with Spot Pet Insurance, you can get up to 90% cash back on eligible vet bills. You would need that.
Yeah, saving up to 90% on vet bills sounds fantastic.
It sure is. And get this, Spot Pet Insurance plans cover not only unexpected accidents and illnesses, but also offers an optional preventative care benefit. It can help with the cost of routine wellness, vaccines, and more.
Is it pricey?
Probably less expensive than a surprise $1,800 vet bill, and you know what that's like.
It's not pretty.
Just head over to spotpet.com for a free quote. Paid ad from Spot Pet Insurance. Waiting periods, annual deductibles, coinsurance, benefit limits, and exclusions may apply. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence, American Insurance Company, or United States Fire Insurance Company, and produced by Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. Let's take the next question.
Hey, Du. My name is Annie, and I consent to having my voice used. I'm calling about Brie Larson. I feel like in recent years, people have started to really hate on her, but I think she's a great actress and a badass when she was playing Captain Marvel. So I was wondering if there's any base to the hatred, if she's difficult to work with, if she's rude to her fans, or if, you know, maybe it's all just rooted in misogyny. Anything I think will be interesting. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Annie. Thanks for your question. So I asked around about Brie, and I don't have a lot of fan interactions with Brie, so this will be all industry feedback about her. One person says, the consensus is she's super nice, down to earth, and can come off standoffish because she keeps to herself. She just worked on a project that someone I know was involved in. The person I know who was involved in it said that she was a delight. She was super professional. She does a lot of favors for friends. She did a super low budget project at the start of lockdown for her boyfriend. Brie isn't the most fun or easiest person to work with, but she's nice enough. This person hears things here and there about her, but nothing recently. So again, like, she's very low key. She keeps to herself. And, you know, I'm taking from what these two people are saying that she seems to be quiet, which can come off as standoffish. So I don't know. I don't necessarily think that's a negative. I think that's just how she is. So that's really all I have on Brie. I think she gets a little bit of a bad rap, but she seems fine from what these two people reported back. So thank you for your question. Okay, the last voicemail I'm going to read because, unfortunately, the audio wouldn't play back. So this person consents to having their audio used, but they wish to remain anonymous. And they were wondering how serious Kim and Pete are. It seems like they're pretty serious. And the videos of them are really cute. And they were wondering my thoughts and what insiders are saying about them. Well, it's so funny you asked this because somebody recently messaged me and said that, before I say what I'm about to say, I don't believe it to be true. And I did ask someone because you never know with the Kardashians, but somebody messaged me and said that they heard they were engaged. Okay. And they were announcing it at the beginning of August. Now, again, I just want to reiterate, I don't personally believe that, but you never know when it comes to the Kardashians. Now, I also know that there's a rumor about Kylie and Travis being engaged. That one I'm more likely to believe. But again, have no confirmation of that as well. And I did ask around. I like asked someone, I'm like, how serious are these rumors about Kylie and Travis? And the person, you know, was like, I don't know. It could be true.
So as far as Kim and Pete being engaged, you know, one of my sources said that they had heard that he had wanted to propose, but she made it clear that she is not ready and she will not be ready anytime soon to take that step. I also think that things aren't 100% settled between her and Kanye. There's still some ongoing legal issues. So I'm not 100% sure that she's fully divorced. So, you know, this is Kim Kardashian. She likes to do things the right way. I really, really don't foresee her accepting a proposal until all of that is signed, sealed, and delivered with Kanye. So that is just my take and my opinion. So I just wanted to put that out there in case you guys start hearing rumors about Kim and Pete getting engaged. That's my stance on it. I also think that if it does ever happen, they're going to announce it in a way that's profitable to them. And by they and them, I mean the Kardashians. So it'll be on their Instagram or on their show. So I think it'll just happen. I don't think there'll be any, you know, heads up that it's going to happen. So that's what I have to say about that. And that's it. We are out of time. Thank you guys for all of your voicemails. I really appreciate you taking the time to give me a ring and leave a voicemail. If we didn't get to your voicemail next time, again, the phone number will be in the description of this podcast episode. Thanks for listening. See you soon. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening to Do You. New episodes will air every Thursday. This has been a presentation of Cadence 13 Studios. Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. For more info, you can also follow me on Instagram at DeMois.